Well, no, it's just a little.
Short distance.
Oh, just a little.
Little distance away.
All right, but if you're talking about going to, now up to Mountain City or something, you say, oh, that's a.
Long distance.
Okay. And if something isn't difficult to find, you have a piece of equipment or something, and somebody says, that's really nice, you say, oh, they're not hard to find in town. You can buy one of those almost
anywhere.
All right. And if a little boy was running along and suddenly fell this way, you'd say he fell.
Backward.
If he fell this way.
Forward.
And if you're trying to get something, but there you couldn't find one, you know, there. He said, I went to town to look for them, but I couldn't find.
There's many where they're scarce.
Okay. Would you ever use narrow one or nary one?
I heard you. I don't believe I have used much.
Okay. And if a boy is causes his parents a lot of trouble when he's small, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Would you use something like is not, or apt is not?
Apt is not, he'll have trouble.
Okay. And we're talking before about the lead horse, and the lead horse walks in the
fur.
All right. And say we had a good year this year with corn. We raised a big
crop.
All right. And if you're going to plant, if you have some land that has trees on it and shrubs, and you want to get those off, you'd say yesterday we went out and
grubbed.
Okay. Now is grub the same thing as clearing?
Well, it amounts about the same thing.
Is there any difference at all?
Well, grubbing is taken out by the roots. You clear it and look like you've got it clean. You just chop it off.
Mm. Oh, I see. Grubbing it is really getting down there.
You're going down and getting the roots out.
Getting the roots out. I see.
That's where I'd put it.
Okay, that's good. And if you plant a clover grass you have clover grass or hay, and you go out and harvest it, and then it comes up a second time, what would you call that?
That's a second cutting.
All right. And what about a crop that you didn't plant? Like, let's say potatoes or something that you
volunteer.
Okay. Now, what kinds of crops do you use with volunteers?
You usually get some potatoes, or you can get sunflowers, or mole beans, or not often you see much corn or beans or anything come up. They usually freeze out.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of volunteer tomatoes, tomatoes.
Uh-huh. The whole, you call them tomatoes?
Those little grape tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
They come from, I don't know why they don't, but they won't make big tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Now, do you sometimes call them Tommy Toes, or?
Well, that's mostly what people around here call them. Some will call them grape tomatoes, Tommy Toes.
Tommy Toes are the little ones.
They're the little ones. They grow in bunches, like grapes.
Uh-huh. And the, when wheat is hard, you grow any wheat?
Haven't for a few years.
Well, when you did, especially when you were younger, on your father's farm, when they harvested wheat, did he grew wheat?
Yeah.
Or when that was harvested, how was it bound up?
They cradled it back then.
Okay. Now, did they put it in
shocks?
All right. Now, were the shocks made up of smaller?
About 12 bones and then a cap.
Okay. And you call the thing that you what did you do,
put two over, one each way, cap.
Did you ever hear that called a hutter or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard it, hutter, and they'd break them, put them over one each way.
A hutter is the same thing as a cap.
I'd say so.